Hallelujah. Am I correct? Which scripture is that? In Romans. I can't get that scripture now. When Apostle Paul said that all Israel shall be saved, I want you to always remember that Israel, when it comes to salvation, the Bible still records that God knoweth those that are His. When you say Israel, there is God's elect among them. So he's actually referring to God's elect. I think, let me not go too far. He's referring to his elect among the Jews. But Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11, his emphasis there is to let us, the Gentiles, know that salvation grace was suspended from Israel to enable us come in. So in chapter 11, he was letting us know that we should not brag. Salvation is still coming to Israel when he said all Israel shall be saved. And remember that salvation will come to them after the rapture. The gospel will go back to them. For now, they are blinding. But they are blinding for our sake. That is what Apostle Paul is teaching on those chapters. Any sister? No sister? Yes, the next brother. Eh? Chapter 9?
Well, 6.
Okay, you are correct. Thank you, Brother Oguma. Thank you very much. Chapter 9, Romans chapter 9, verse 6. It says, not as though the word of God has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Do you know the meaning of that statement? They are not all Israel which are of Israel. What's the meaning of Israel? Prince with God. That's the meaning of Israel. Israel means prince with God. So he's trying to tell you that it's not everybody that comes out of Israel that is a prince with God. That's interesting, isn't it? Okay. Yes, the next question.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, my question is on the seventh wonders. I really want to know if Bro Branham made a statement like his seventh wonders are sounded, because I met a brother recently and he told me that before he came across the message that the Lord appeared to him physically in, he said, 1986, and told him that the thunders had sounded. Then he was not in the message. This was what he told me, and he was very serious about it. He said he began to preach the message, and some people were kind of disputing what he was saying. He said the Lord appeared to them and warned them that they should stop talking about the servant like that. So they came back to beg him, and he was just saying all these things. I was just looking at it, and he said he's popular in the message. His name is Paul Henry.
Amen. He's so popular, I don't know him. Church, listen. Some people don't understand what you are talking about when you talk about the seven thunders. So let them understand so that they can understand my answer. In Revelation chapter 10, First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 speaks about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. Apostle Paul gave the order of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for the Lord himself, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That is the order. The shout, that's why we say there are three. Can you just turn down the volume of this microphone a little bit, please? We say there are three stages of the rapture. The first stage is the shout. The second stage is the voice of the archangel. And the third stage is the trump of God. That is the order for the coming of Jesus Christ for the rapture. That's why we say that. And if you understand, we have taken that teaching here several times. That's why we say the rapture has started. Because the rapture starts with a shout. That shout, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, is what Jesus Christ described as the midnight cry in Matthew chapter 25, verse 6, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, where he said, at midnight there was a cry made. It says, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. You know why this thing is so interesting to me? Everybody is talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. Every Christian. But the pathetic thing about it is that not too many know how he will come. And yet they are expecting he is coming. And everybody is saying, we are waiting for Jesus to come. We shall go. Rapture, rapture, we shall go. And not too many people know how he will come. Yet it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Very pathetic. Very pathetic. That the rapture will strike and people are still going for crusade. Because of ignorance. The rapture will strike and people will not even know anything has taken place. Because a wrong picture of the rapture has been given. People are thinking that one day that the Lord Jesus will not appear. Papa, 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 papa. Anybody trying to disturb my teaching this night? Amen. People think that day that Jesus will just appear with a trumpet. And then pa 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 pa, and then the graves will open. All of us will go. Confusion everywhere. Molue will jam Molue. Aeroplane will jam aeroplane. Okada will jam Okada. See confusion everywhere. What will happen? Rapture, rapture, rapture. And that is how some pastors have taught their church. No. Amen. Hallelujah. There are three stages. Different stages. Different activities. Number one, there will be a shout. That is a ministry that will be saying something. That is the shout. And please, that ministry has been sounding since 1933. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Through the ministry of that man, William Marion Braham, woke up shouting, behold the bridegroom coming. That is a ministry that points the people to the soon coming of Christ. With deep things on the Bible that will make you know there is no more time. So it starts with a shout. That is why we say the rapture has started. And if you are not in the shout, or you did not hear the shout, you cannot hear the next stage. That is where the pathetic thing is. Because that shout is not just somebody making a no. He is saying something. It is a message. That is the end time message. If you don't hear what that message says, you will remain in your denomination. You will remain a religious person. So, what you are supposed to do as a result of what you hear, you will not do it. Therefore, it will bypass you. And the shout is going on now. Revelation 10:7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, that voice is on now. And that is the voice you are hearing now. That's the voice you are hearing now. Praise the Lord. I am not the angel, but that is the voice you are hearing now. Revelation 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has revealed to his servants the prophets. Which mystery should be finished? The mystery that Apostle Paul spoke of in Ephesians chapter 3. The mystery of how the Gentiles have now come into that covenant of Israel. And not just come in, but occupy a higher position than Israel. They become the bride. Praise the Lord. In the days of that voice, it is that shout. He said that mystery will be rounding up. Because it marks the beginning of God activating the process of the coming of Jesus Christ. The shout. Then the voice of the archangel. Which archangel? Revelation chapter 10. Can we open it? If you don't understand, you won't understand my answer for him. Because where I'm going is where the seventh thunder is. Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. Are we there? And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. Mighty angel come down from heaven. That mighty angel that John the Revelator saw is what Apostle Paul called the archangel in Revelation chapter 4, verse 16. Link it. What Apostle Paul referred to, he said after the shout, he said the voice of the archangel. That archangel that Apostle Paul saw is what John saw in the Isle of Patmos in this revelation, as another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, what happened? Seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. My emphasis is from verse 1 to verse 6. Praise the Lord. That archangel stood up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth. And from verse 1, the description of that angel, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. Rainbow signifies covenant, and it means there is a covenant that is the angel of the covenant. And the angel of the covenant with his face, hallelujah, as his face were as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. You know that is a description of none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. If he stood up, he stood up from somewhere. He stood up from where he has been sitting for the past 2,000 years. Where has he been sitting for the past 2,000 years? He has been sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. That seat is the mercy seat. Because that is his ministry now, the ministry of the high priest, the ministry of the one interceding for you and for me. That is where Jesus Christ's ministry is now. He will sit down there until the last elect comes in. Then he stands up. Remember, he shouted that there should be time no longer. It means it is the end of a program. And when he stood up, hallelujah, a global picture setting in there, he cried with a loud voice, and seven thunders uttered their voices. Praise the Lord. And if you know anything about the seven, about thunder, when it is thundered, Revelation chapter 6. Let's go to Revelation chapter 6. Hallelujah. Verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, the opening of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And we know that before this revelation was given to William Branham, there was a blast of thunder. One blast of thunder in the spirit, we all read about it, those of us who know about that ministry, that gave rise to the revelation of these seven seals that we see in chapter 6, and which took place in 1963, with all heavenly vindications that backed it up. And we have taken it, you know what I mean. Praise the Lord. One thunder sounded in the spirit, and one man was on earth speaking. Seven thunders uttered their voices when the angel cried with a loud voice, letting us know that seven men, hallelujah, will be uttering what they heard that cry say. Now, to cut a long story short, remember that those seven thunders, they said something. John the Revelator heard what they said, but he was about to write. The angel told him, don't write what you heard. Listen, church. We are not supposed to add or subtract. John heard something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John heard something. He was about to write what he had, like others that he had. But the angel said, don't write. If it is not written anywhere, praise God. If it is not written anywhere, Hallelujah. Who is coming to tell you? Who is going to tell you that the seven thunders has been revealed? I have heard that grace everywhere. The seven thunders have been revealed. The seven thunders have to be has been revealed. We always ask, what are they saying? What is the message? We are all anxious to know what the message is. But we know that John saw it. Praise the Lord. We know that John saw it. He had it. He was about to write, but he was told not to write. So whatever it was that the thunder sounded, nobody knows about it. Only John. And he don't die ago. And he didn't write it. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But now watch it. Hallelujah. Remember that the seven thunders sound when the archangel cried with a loud voice. And remember that he said also that there should be time no longer, letting us know after the shout, the next thing we are expecting is the voice of the archangel, which will produce the seven thunders. What are we waiting for now? We are waiting for the manifestation of the seven thunders. And it will be seven men, a ministry of seven men globally scattered around the world that will be saying something that will give us what we call the rapturing faith. Praise the Lord. For now, nobody here has rapturing faith. Nobody sitting down here, in fact, no Christian in the whole world has rapturing faith. What is rapturing faith? Rapturing faith is the faith that you have that will make you so heaven bound you don't want to do anything again because you are so sure. You are so sure of the date, the hour, the time of going. Hallelujah. For now, nobody has rapturing faith. If you see anybody crying, oh Lord Jesus, come, let's go. I'm ready to go. Now poverty, the warrior. Poverty. Poverty, don't wire and poverty. Poverty. Frustration, don't wire and wire up. So no way out. They say, oh Lord, I want to go. But as soon as his business done, kakaraka, he goes say, before Jesus come, I must marry. No rapturing faith. But when these men will sound, there are things they will say. From what they will say, that those for the rapture, those who will hear them, because it's not everybody that will hear them. It is only those who have heard the shout that will be positioned to hear the seven thunders. Praise the Lord. That is it. Among the things that we say, we include the time, the date, the hour for the rapture. Yes, Jesus Christ said, the day, the hour, nor the day, no man knows. He said, even he doesn't know, except the Father that knows the day. But, hallelujah, I always add that it is a marriage. It is a marriage. A spiritual marriage between the bride and the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ and the church. I said that the marriage that we marry, we contract here between man and woman here, is a type of what is happening spiritually. And I say that the first person that knows the wedding date is always the bride. The bride, the girl you want to marry, anybody, they chase anybody here? Anybody preparing to marry here? No sister, agree for you. No sister, agree for you. No sister, agree for you. Nobody. Oguma, you have been married now. See, the day I wedded, it was my wife and I, we sat down And we selected the date before we informed any other person. We selected the date. We agreed with her before we went and informed any other person. And so the bride of Jesus Christ, we know when the rapture will take place. And she will know through the ministry of those seven thunders. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what Brother Abraham said, he said that God did not allow John to write what he saw. That's what William Branham said. Did not allow him to write what he saw, because he said, if Satan gets to know what the seven thunders spoke, he said he will mess it up. So that he will not mess it up, he kept a secret. He made sure it is not known. So if anybody says the thunder has been revealed, why are we still here? Where was it revealed? Because as soon as that takes place, the next one, the trump of God, will be activated. The trump of God is the voice of resurrection. When everybody will hear his voice, Lazarus, come forth. He was specific. He went to the graveyard. He knew who he was going for. He didn't just say, hey, all the dead, rise. He is the resurrection and the life. He has power to resurrect, to tell everybody they are come to life. But he's not coming for everybody. He's coming for those who have their names in that book in Revelation chapter 10. There's a book he was holding. It's a book of redemption with names of everyone that will be saved. That is the book he was holding. Praise the Lord. And so he came to the graveyard and screamed, Lazarus, comfort. That day, you will hear your name. If you will hear your name, shout your name. Let me hear. Everybody in rapture. There's a song that says, will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Answer me now. I will be ready. Say it.